Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show, Smack Off 25 on CBS Sports Radio.
Baba O'Reilly has never sounded better. Freaking chills. What's cracking? Welcome to the program. I am Jim Rome. It is here. It's finally here. Smack Off 25, the silver Smack Off, the silver anniversary. Come and get some. What's going on? Welcome to the program. It is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Welcome to the jungle, everybody. Great to have you here. It is the most important day of the year. It is Smack Off 25. It is here. I am jacked. I'm pumped. Smack Off 25, the silver Smack Off. And now the wait is over. The $5,000 is ready to be awarded. Now, as much as I would like to, and I want to get to the phones right now, I can't do that. Not right away. For instance, two boxers do not walk into the ring and just start wailing on each other. They don't start fighting. The ref has to give them final instructions. So, before we get to this thing, consider this your final instructions. First things first, on this amazing day, the hashtag is hashtag SmackOff. Nothing more, nothing less. Hashtag SmackOff. This is an audience participation program. Now, that does not mean you're going to get on the air, but you can get online and you can tweet your reactions to anything and everything. Some of those tweets might get on the air. Just make sure you hashtag everything SmackOff. No Roman numerals, no 25. Just hashtag SmackOff. All right, next thing. The SmackOff is invitation only. If you do not have an invitation, do not call today. You will not get on the air. If you do have an invitation, and this is critical, you want to call early. Do not wait. The last 2 hours fill up quickly. And if you are not a previous winner or a perennial top fiver, you run the risk of not getting on at all. I cannot stress this enough. Call early. Call early. Because every single year, good callers do not get on the air. That's how tough this particular show is. One more thing. Calling and saying that you've got some famous person on your call does not increase the likelihood of you getting on the air. I've had a few of those already. It does not enhance your chances. Now, in terms of the rules for the Smack Off, there are no rules. The rules are there are no rules, except for one thing. No storming the studio. No callers will be allowed to enter the studio or the premises during the Smack Off. Not only that, but a studio storming is going to result in an automatic disqualification. Something else. I've been stressing this in the lead up to the Smack Off. You can get run. You absolutely can get run. In fact, I can almost guarantee somebody is going to get run today. The hammer's going to drop. It's happened in the past. Now, if you're wondering, what gets you run? Number one, a bad phone line. It does not matter how great your words are. It does not matter how great your call is. If your connection is not good, your call is not good, you're going to get run. Something else that's going to get you run. If you go over the line, I've said it before, I'm going to say it again right now. You can approach the line. You can look at the line, but you cannot go over the line. Just because it's all calls today does not mean there are no standards today. Something else that will get you run, going too long. Do not run long. If you go long, you run the risk of getting run. If you think you have, say, a 6 minute call, you better be able to carry it. You better have 8 minutes of content in those 6 minutes, because if you have 3 minutes of content in a 6 minute call, you're going to get run. Previous champions have been run for going too long. This is how serious this is. And now, the number one Smack Off question that I get. I'll answer it right now. What makes a winning call? I can't tell you. Not because I don't know, but because it changes from year to year. So, what makes a winning call? I don't know, but I'll know it when I hear it. Something else. Dave Whalen in the house. Something else. I make the final decision. I make this call. All decisions are final. 25 years of smack have been building to this. 25 years have been moving to this. And remember, you want to hashtag everything smack off. Really quickly before I go to the first call, some reaction on Twitter. J-Ray, 1999 tweets. The last time I cracked open a pop this early, I was in Brazil enjoying some rare time off. Today's hype is real. 25 years in the making. History is here for the taking. Good luck to everybody going in. Hashtag can't wait. Hashtag smack off. Dan Cam tweets, I got chills. Hashtag smack off. Really quickly, we always bump Bob O'Reilly in. It's never hit me the way it hit me today. I don't know why. Maybe it's number 25. Maybe it's the silver anniversary. I'm telling you, I got chills when Alvin fired that up. Franco Juan, Jim, I dropped my son at summer school half an hour early so I would not miss the smack off. Ben MD tweets, Mona, 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 Mona. And Corrado tweets, ready for the D-Alien, DA on CBS, to invade the jungle for the hashtag smack off. Buckle up, Jim Rome, for some hashtag zap zap in the jungle. Speak of the devil, my man is here. He's going to get us started. It's invite only. DA has been invited. This guy got pulled into a dogfight when Matt in L.A. took a random run at him out of nowhere. Since then, he has gotten the better of it, and he has promised that that beef ends right here, right now. Now, D.A. is a coworker. D.A. is a teammate. But none of that matters today, because today he is alone as a first-time Smack-Off caller on his 40th birthday, no less. From the show that airs before mine, here is Damon Amendolara. Let's go to it. D.A., brother, what's
First
going
all,
on? How are you?
Up, brother? I'm doing great, man. I find it somewhat hysterical, Matt, or anyone, comes after me for my oversized chiclets. So now it's a slam to have all of your straight white teeth. Ha-ha, look at this loser with his bright white smile. Yeah, Matt, that really kills me inside. But this makes sense for Matt, you see, because with his meth addiction, lack of dental coverage, and since he uses remnants from a discarded wig for floss, his teeth are turning brown and falling out. So I look really weird to him. I have more vowels in my last name than Matt has incisors in his entire family. Matt, have you ever seen my show? There's a cartoon behind me of my huge teeth. I'm proud of it. Like Cher's nose, like Strahan's gap, like the Cablet Asians 23andMe report. It's my signature. And yes, I'm now going to chew Matt up with these monsters and spit out his bones. Matt, you really want to start doing physical appearance jokes? I mean, I don't. It's low-hanging fruit. But you went there first. So Matt takes being in the jungle to a new level. He looks like he just wandered out of the jungle after 6 years as a POW from the set of Three Amigos. I don't stoop to physical appearance jokes, so I'll avoid mentioning Matt's sunken eyes, the scraggly neck beard, the sloping bald head that gleams in the fluorescent lights at your local pawn shop. I mean, Bert from Sesame Street thinks your eyebrows need trimming, Matt. I notice you're a fan of Jesus on your Twitter page. Well, you're going to need them today. The clones can't agree on anything. I mean, anything. The jungle is like the Rockets' locker room, except for hating Matt. I've never seen so much unity inside the jungle. It's just one more person to bump Matt when I saw a clone yesterday ask Amy Trask on Twitter to enter the smack-off. I mean, I love Amy. She's amazing. But clones are begging the nicest, sweetest person ever, Amy Trask, to fight with clones just so we don't have to hear Matt. I'm not doing this for me. I'm not doing this for you, Jim. I'm doing this for America. This is a business trip for me. I didn't start this, but I'm here to end it. See, Matt? You thought you'd have your 15 seconds of fame, take a run at a made man, and you messed up. You entered a game you can't win. This is Tyson versus Burbick because, you know, I've got a few competitive advantages. For one, I can speak English. I have beyond a second grade reading comprehension. I can piece together a real sentence. My brain doesn't shut down on words with more than one syllable. I once read a book cover to cover that wasn't a car manual. I'm actually entertaining. I've got a sense of humor. This is not a fair fight. Uh-oh! Jim, you've got your all-stars. I'm pouring one out for the Cablination, Leffen Laguna, Brad and Corona, Silk, Iafredi, the rest of the Smack-Off champs over the last 25 years. Those dudes are special. Matt in L.A. is none of that. He's a leech. You have the show, the clones have the takes, and Matt is just the suckerfish on the shark that takes advantage of everyone else's hard work and talent without providing anything. He's just eating the leftover minnow entrails floating through the jungle. I'm the assassin the jungle needs, but not the hero it deserves. Matt, you're a charity case. That's why Hawk puts you on hold. Jim actually uses you as a write-off every April. You qualify for our company's green initiative. It's the only reason you keep getting on the air. CBS Sports Radio files you under our Community Endeavors Department. We get tax breaks because of you, Matt. We put a huge picture of Matt's hollow eyes on the wall in the company's shareholder meeting for Earth Day. We're saving the raccoon population. Hey, Matt, Roman's like the Tom Brady of sports talk. He's the GOAT. He's been nominated for the Radio Freaking Hall of Fame, and you keep screwing up his show. This is the most successful show in the history of the industry, and Matt's like the Patriots version of Chad Ochocinco, or maybe like Chad No-Ketcho-Stinko, running the wrong routes, dropping passes, and messing everything up. Matt, you're like John Paxson to Rome's MJ. If Paxson missed the shot in the 93 finals, missed every shot he took, put on his jersey backwards, didn't tie his shoelaces, tripped every time down the court and had an opioid addiction, and had driven the Bulls into the ground over the past 15 years with never-ending restarts and rebuilds. Oh, wait, that last part actually happened. The clones only hear Matt when he gets on the air. I can tell you, behind the scenes, he's always on hold. Always. He's like the stray cat you feed once and then will never leave you alone. I mean, the rest of us have lives, which is why I didn't take his call for the last 2 months on my show. I can't have the stray cat that needs to be neutered wailing in the middle of the night with the mangy coat and broken tail come around my house every day begging for fish bones. Jim, Matt has never held a job that didn't require a name tag. He's radio poison. People would rather hear Skip Bayless debate a caribou over whether mating season is clutch. Jim, I'm begging you, do anything to fill time instead of going to Matt. Anything! Do another Rex marathon! Bring back the Rat family! Anything! I'm not even sure how he keeps getting on the air. I think Hawk just keeps putting Matt up to see if you finally snap. I think this is a radio game of chicken. This is like picking the worst kid on the playground every single game just to point and laugh. Matt has become radio car wreck. Hawk just slows down every day to drive by and rubberneck the crash. I almost have to give Matt credit. He's like that raggedy-ass three-legged dog down at the pier. He's eating his own fur, gnawing through the trash, sleeping in his own vomit. He hasn't bathed in years, but he's there every day. Matt is the cockroach that has survived nuclear winter, but only because Hawk likes carnival freaks. Jim, there's a line in Good Will Hunting where Ben Affleck says to Matt Damon, you know what the best part of my day is? The 10 seconds from when I pull up to the curb to when I get to your door, because I think maybe I'll get up there and I'll knock on the door and you won't be there. No goodbye, no see you later, no nothing. Matt, every day the best part of my day is I wake up, do my show, tune into the jungle, and I think maybe I won't hear you today, that you'll have found employment. Maybe you'll have a family, run away with the other carnies, maybe a DMV appointment. I mean, literally anything, so that you won't have 3 hours every day to sit on hold every week, every month, ever. But that day never comes. I wake up hoping one day you violate your parole so that you don't have the freedom to call us anymore. I wake up hoping one day you get promoted to janitorial intern at the local Whataburger so that you can finally pay off your tattoo artist, and then you don't have time to call anymore. I wake up praying all those bath salts will make you actually think your phone is trying to kill you like a Big Poppy hit, and then you throw it off a bridge that you can't call anymore. So, Jim, before I go, if you would be so kind, I'd like to eulogize the caller formerly known as Matt in L.A. Dearly beloved, we have gathered here today to celebrate 25 years of an iconic radio show and to lay rest to Matt in L.A. May his atrocious phone calls and his orange jumpsuit live amongst the other failed fry cooks and middle school dropouts in the afterlife. Since he's a man of God, Jim, let us recite Proverbs 18:10. The name of the Lord is a fortified tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. Matt has run to the tower. He is finally safe. Safe from the smack-off destruction, nationally syndicated humiliation, that pesky English language can never haunt him again. To the one clone that has no takes and definitely sucked, may he rest in peace. For now, Matt in L.A., is dead. One final time on the silver anniversary of the smack. Outro!
DA, as I said, if you want a little extra leeway, you want to call early in the program. You're going to have a lot of trouble getting that kind of leeway later on in the program. All right, we're out and running. Smack Off 25, this Silver Smack Off. DA going in on Matt for a long time. All right, when we come back, Smack Off 25 continues. What is your reaction? Hit that thing up on Twitter right now. Make sure you go hashtag Smack Off. Hashtag Smack Off. The best reaction gets read on the air or retweeted. Are you finding it tougher and tougher to get to a grocery store? Then let Walmart do it for you. Just make your list, set a time for free pickup or delivery, and then go about your day. Walmart Associates will pick the best items for you, including the best fresh produce. They'll get it ready. It's quick, it's easy, it's convenient, and satisfaction is guaranteed, or you get your money back. It's a great way to go. Download the Walmart grocery app and get started that way. Be sure to use my code. My code is WOWFRESH. That'll get you $10 off your first order. It's only a $50 minimum purchase. It does not expire until December 31st, 2019. A small fee does apply. Once again, download the Walmart grocery app and use my code WOWFRESH. That'll get you $10 off. Walmart grocery app.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
This is JT the Brick, and welcome to the 25th anniversary of the Smack Off. That day, an epic blast changed my life. It gave me the choice to end one career and begin a new one that's been going strong for over 23 years. To all the contestants today, good luck. This is the most important sports talk call that you'll ever make. Win, and you join the greatest sports radio fraternity on earth. To all the contestants today, have a great ride. And sound off like you got a pair.
Holy crap, a JT the Brick sighting. The Brick won the first one. The first ever Smack Off winner. Clones, nice job. You got Smack Off trending on Twitter. I like that. If you're saying anything about the program, if you're reacting to it, make sure you hashtag it. Smack Off. No numbers, no Roman numerals. Hashtag Smack Off. Quickly, some reaction to the opening segment. Dustin Potter tweets, damn it, Jumpman. Ring the bell already. DA is bodying Matt. Going to need Jesus today. Hashtag Smack Off. Daniel Wheatley tweets, damn, Jim. I'd say at DA on CBS. Don't hurt him. But he damn near killed him. Hashtag smack off. Brian in Rochester tweets, I think DA just used those massive chompers to take a chunk out of at Manuel Ingardina's golden ticket. Alan in Raleigh tweets, damn, someone go draw some white chalk around Matt in LA. DA just annihilated him. Hashtag smack off. Look at my man Clinton Yates on Twitter. He tweets, I don't know who needs to know this, but hashtag smack off. 25 starts now on at Jim Rome. Clinton, good to hear from you, bro. Thank you very much. All right, back at it. Now, this guy, speaking of the first smack off, JT the Brick won the first smack off. This guy here was in the very first smack off all the way back in 95. This will be his fifth main event. He once laid out the ingredients for a winning call despite never placing higher than eighth in a smack off. However, he is Mr. Automatic. You also know him as Jay Stu. He is Jason Stewart. We go there right now. Jay Stu, what's up?
Jim, just like Hollywood, basically, I'm just honored to be nominated. You know, Jim, just like yourself, the Smack Off for me in a lot of ways is about nostalgia. And I'm very proud to have been connected to the show in the way that I have been over the last 25 years. Not only as a caller in that first Smack Off, but Jim, this is also the 20th anniversary of you taking a chance on a smart-ass 20-something out of Cal State Fullerton, and my career was made at that point. Jim Rome is a true trailblazer. He created this sports talk genre and is a career maker. So, Jim, on the 25th anniversary of the Smack Off, I'm going to break it down. The top 25 callers of all time. Okay, here it goes. Number 25, Eddie the Rope. No, I'm just joking. I'm not going to do that. I know that this show, more than any other show, less is more, and less is a bore. See what I did there? Now, Damon Amendola, DA, I got your name right there. You participating in the Smack-Off reminds me of that 6'8" JUCO player that I ran into at the gym one day who swatted my jump shot and then proceeded to get in my face and say, "Man's game, bitch." I thought then what I think now after your call, pretty impressive, but more sad and pathetic. Just some career advice, Damon. Fight up. Don't fight down. Now, Jim, an amusing part of the last 18 months on TV for this show has been watching the producers come and go on the other side of the glass. It's been kind of amusing to me, and I'd hate to make this all about myself, but it's actually just kind of visual proof of all the guys that haven't been able to live up to me. And in fact, I'm going to take this forum right now to make a major announcement. I'm going to start a podcast. It's called the XR4TI. X spelled E-X, R4TI. We have a bunch of ex-employees on a podcast. We're going to go Friday nights right up against Woodscopes. Dark Gable, Steve Carbone, Kyle Brandt, and I are just going to break things down, talk about our experiences. And every single week, we're going to have a couple ex-employees have an arm wrestling match to see who wins. And the first episode, we're going to have Keith Arnold against Peter Goldfinger. Now, the winner gets a chance to be the second producer on a midday show in Saginaw, Michigan. So we're real thrilled. And I don't want to count you in, Jim, or put you on the spot, but we expect you to be our first guest that night. Happy 25th anniversary, clones. Good night now.
Jay Stu. Great to hear from you, Stu. He was in the very first one. Jay Stu worked for the show for a number of years. A legend then, a legend now, and still killing the game. Nice job. Let's keep this thing moving, all right? So we've already heard from DA. Jay Stu is in. Fighting out of Shredmonton, Alberta. Making his third Smack-Off appearance. Looking to hit the board for the first time. He is here to call us all fat. We are here to take it. We go to Edmonton. Tyler in Edmonton. Tyler, what's up? How are you?
This segment of the Great American Smack-Off is brought to you by Alvin DeLauro's all-natural birth control called Dude Dude No No, endorsed by famous NFL quarterbacks Philip Rivers and Ryan Kitzpatrick. Dude Dude No No is your least reliable option for male birth control in North America. Enter promo code Lil Alvy on DudeDudeNoNo.com for 69% off your first purchase. Already my third Smack-Off, Romy. I'll tell you what, man. I know my Smack-Off career this far has been completely pathetic and about as memorable as Ross Dasmati's career at the Jim Rome Show. All that being said, though, it still hasn't stopped the ladies from mauling me like the media on Tom Brady after the Super Bowl. I'll tell you that right now. Hey-o. All right, let's get to it, man. I'm on the clock. Rome, I heard the old guys are working on something big for today. Yeah, I'm sure Jeff and Richmond and Silk are coming in with that old man fire, just like Phil and Tiger did during their big match. Calling everyone a narcissist just so he could sneak in a little humble brag about his Twitter account. Congrats, Steve. You have 194,000 followers on Twitter and a podcast that's in 194,000th place on the iTunes charts. You're doing real well for yourself, dude. By the way, how many times are you going to bring up your follower count anyway, dude? Nobody cares. I'm more concerned with the 194,000 Twinkies it looks like you and your boy Shawnee ate since the last time you won this thing. Romy, I didn't want to get into the American Fastmax stuff today. Honestly, I didn't. But, dude, this whole thing is just getting out of control. Think about it. You ask any fat slob how they got so fat, and it's exactly like interrogating a pro athlete after they just got busted for PEDs. I swear I didn't knowingly eat my way to a death penalty. I was just minding my own business eating kale, and the next thing I know, the doctor is calling me in for an emergency triple bypass. You know, man, it was tough to see Kevin Durant's Achilles explode like Pablo Sandoval's belt, but was there anything more horrific from the finals than watching Boogie Cousins play defense? Dude, I couldn't tell if I was watching a former All-Star Adam Hawk at the end of a marathon. And I know Hawk gets a lot of heat for being everyone's fanboy, but, dude, there is no one who's a bigger fanboy around here than Matt Vancouver. This guy would pay $5,001 to Mike and Indy just to get a chance to sniff his socks. Oh, and by the way, shout out to Mike and Indy, who's undoubtedly preparing for a Smack-Off call like he does every other year at this time, by standing outside of Rome's office protesting the rules of the Smack-Off like those idiot Lakers fans. No more gimmicks! You better don't! No more undies! You better don't! Romy, quick ATP. If Brad is Tiger in his prime, does that make Leff like the resident hefty Leffy? Hey, Leff, have another kite. Seriously, though, Fat Freddy Krueger, make sure when you go all Donald with it and order a platter of fast food for your team of prop pitches later on that you don't forget to order a...
That's not a good call. No.
You don't like that call.
I don't like that call. Not a very good call.
Good. It was boring. Listen, if on the day of your call is not as good or as interesting as it is during the regular season or on any other day, it's going to get you run too. Boring will get you run. You would not be on this show this day if I didn't have a lot of respect for you and your ability and your game. But again, on the big stage, it does not always show up, does it? It did not show up for Tyler today. I forgot to mention in the open, something else that will get you run, boring. Boring will get you run. All right, when we come back, again, if you want to react to it, was I out of line to do that? Well, no, I wasn't. But if you think so, hit me up on Twitter. React to anything you're hearing on Twitter. Just make sure you hashtag it SmackOff. Hashtag it SmackOff. When we come back, a golden ticket winner that a lot of you are really interested to hear. Jeff in Southfield. He's coming up. Do not go anywhere. Smack-Off 25, the Silver Smack-Off, continues when we come back. First up, though, here is a sports update for you.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show. Smack-Off 25 on CBS Sports Radio.
And Smack-Off 25 is proudly presented by my pals at Vivid Seats. And this year, Vivid Seats is giving every Smack-Off caller that makes it on the air today $50 towards the purchase of tickets on VividSeats.com or the Vivid Seats app. Make a memory that lasts a lifetime. Let Vivid Seats help you get to your favorite live event. Download the Vivid Seats app or visit VividSeats.com. Smack-Off 25. All right, normally I'd come out of that break with some reaction, but I'm not going to waste any time because here it is. Here it is, a moment that so many of you have waited for 12 years. This is the first time since 2007, the all-time winningest Smack-Off caller is on the line. And he's not here to play a cameo. He's not here to guest star. He is here looking for number six. He walked off on a three-peat. Nobody can say that. Just like nobody can say they've got a Smack-Off ring for every finger on one hand. This guy does. He is the only one with five. The record holder, Sean, the Cablinasian, is back for the first time in 12 years. Shawnee, what's going on?
Jim, the 12-year head start that I gave to the rest of these clones, these callers, folks, it ends right now. Jim, I can't even begin to tell you how great it feels to be back in this thing, man. Last year, Carbone picks me up homeless off the side of the highway, and now I'm back trying to add rings to a second hand. This is very, very cool. I appreciate it. It's been a long couple weeks, Jim. I'm a huge Big Poppy fan, I got to tell you, because David Ortiz, he's literally the one jersey that I own. So it's been a rough couple weeks. The shooting totally messed me up, and I come to find out it was a case of mistaken identity. So naturally, the first thought that I have is, what beef could Esther Roll have possibly had with the Dominican drug cartel? Kids, trust me, look her up. Esther Roll looks exactly like Big Poppy. Also, FYI to the Dominican drug lords, Esther Roll is already dead. She's been dead 20 years. Stand down. I've got two columns on my tweet deck going right now, Jim. Hashtag SmackOff and at the real OJ32. Jim, I know you had to have talked about OJ's Twitter account, I'm sure. OJ is now out here on Twitter giving out fantasy advice. Hey, OJ, I'm sure the players you're tagging in the tweets love getting buried in a bunch of murder jokes and dagger emojis in their mentions. Dude, nobody cares about your fantasy rankings. Stick to the stuff you do know. Searching for the real killers at the 19th hole. Botched robberies. Treating your enemies like you're a waiter at a Brazilian steakhouse. Stick with that. You see OJ working. Jim, he's just trying to pretend that the last 25 years never happened, like he can just waltz back into society. Hey, Twitter world. Jim, let the record reflect I am not OJ. Until last year, I was gone for a decade from the Smack-Off, and I know I can't just waltz back into the Smack-Off. I admit for a decade I was basically the uncle on meth at the Jungle Barbecue that nobody wanted to mention. I was doing rogue Smack-Offs. I was on Twitter declaring the event dead after Chael Sonnen won it twice. Things I'm not particularly proud of. So whack away, clones. Nobody thinks it's dumber than I do. Also, yes, I know. I am bald, I am fat, and you're all wondering how much I'm paying my fiance. I get it. Go ahead. You see, you guys can Google my ass and find material for days. That's the advantage you guys have on me, an advantage that you will undoubtedly fumble away the same way all of you not named Brad have for the last decade. Try Googling Mike in Indy. You know how many Mikes there are in Indy? You Google Mike in Indy, all you get is a sea of images of old men with their Peyton Manning jerseys tucked into their dad jeans. Try Googling Mark in Boston. All you get are Craigslist links for a bunch of guys nicknamed Sully selling printer cartridges out of the back of their Buick LeSabre in Southie. Even Brad in Corona, the famous Brad in Corona. You Google Brad in Corona, and your browser turns into a Money in the Bank match of douchey UC Riverside frat boys named Brad. And let the record reflect, I think Brad is hilarious. Hell, Brad, you got four of these things. We shouldn't be adversaries. We should be forming a small council of smack where you, me, and I, Afraidy, just sit high atop the Red Keep, looking down and laughing at all the other callers, throwing poop at each other in the streets like it's King's Landing. By the way, you losers complaining about the final seasons of Game of Thrones, the ones who are like, and the timeline wasn't realistic for Dany to ride Drogon from Dragonstone to the north. She's riding a freaking dragon, and the least realistic thing to you losers is the timeline? Okay. Jim, in closing, some may see me calling as a nostalgia act. I've been gone a long time. I understand it. I'm not out here like some guys are calling in and doing one-man plays or reconstructing Mamma Mia or riding on the back of a dolphin, whatever these guys do nowadays. I pick up the phone. I call. I win. I win more than anybody because I am the best at this. Always have been. Always will be. Even after Brad or somebody else super kicks me in the mouth to win their six, I am the best. Jim, in homage to truly terrible ideas, I actually did the first half of this call in Tampa Bay, and I'm finishing it up right now in Montreal. So allow me to say au revoir, soutenir dans la boîte, merci pour l'invitation, on se parle plus tard en 2 heures quand j'accepte $5,000. Soutenir ça, les clones.
Hell yeah, all hail the champ. The Cowboy Nation, like he always has, just like he ever was, always making it look easy. The Cowboy Nation, Shawnee, back for the first time in 12 years, the five-time champ. Nobody has ever won five of these things. Brad's got four. He's trying to run him down. Nice job, Shawnee. Good to have you back. All right, rolling through hour number one. Let's keep moving. This guy's a golden ticket winner from this year, a guy who made his mark in the jungle with possibly the greatest first call of all time. I'm not going to lie. I'm very intrigued to hear what this guy has to say on the biggest stage on the biggest day. Let's get to Southfield. Jeff in Southfield. Jeff, what's up?
Thanks for the vine, Jim. Hey, Cleveland Browns fan, Detroit Lions fan here. When you went 0-16, you took our title as the NFL's laughingstock. In a strong move to get it back, we hired Matt Patricia. Hey, Matt, it doesn't take a degree in rocket science to know for those shirts by Untuckit to work, you have to button them. Meanwhile, how did you respond, Cleveland? By making a series of great moves and becoming America's team. That's no way to bottom us, Cleveland. You lost your losing focus and you choked, Cleveland. Face it, Cleveland, the Browns might be the guy who couldn't get laid in high school or in college, but the Lions are the guy who couldn't get laid in a porno. Hey, Cal, you can think Las Vegas is classy and glamorous. I think Las Vegas is what happens when that place Robert Kraft went to puts blackjack tables in its lobby. Hey, Cal, it's time you admitted casinos are not where supermodels go to hook up with men who look and dress like James Bond. Casinos are where prostitutes go to hook up with dudes who make Matt Patricia look dapper. Hey, Cal, instead of going all in on being a drunk clown, ante up on having some character, kid. Hey, Jeff in Richmond, just because your local restaurants let you take longer than an Adam Hawk marathon to phone in your daily carryout order doesn't mean we're going to let you rest your phone on your shoulder. Hey, Jeff, I believe you can afford luxury sleds and Armani suits when I see some evidence that you can afford Bluetooth. Hey, Jeff, the only 10-acre estate I'm seeing is your ass. Hey, Jim, Mike in India is so full of himself, he thinks the reason why this is the last Smack-Off is because next year you'll be renaming it the Mike in Indy Classic. Jim, Sources have confirmed Brad and Corona is taking a dive. It seems Brad's obsession with personal appearance has gotten him into deep debt from the purchase of personal grooming products. His debt is so deep, he needs to mortgage his house. But unfortunately for Brad, he lives in Corona, so his house is worth less than the grooming products within it. Fortunately for Brad, he is favored so heavily over the field that if he bets the field, he can make millions, which would almost pay off his grooming-related debts. Jim, I'm in agreement with Jules from Pulp Fiction when it comes to Caleb in Green Bay. I wouldn't go so far as to call my man fat. I mean, my man's got a weight problem, but what do you expect? My man's Wisconsin-Mullen. And Caleb has a great excuse for living with his parents. He lives in that complete cultural void known as Green Bay. There's not a damn thing to do outside of his parents' house. Everyone who lives in Green Bay should live with their parents so they can save money to afford the drugs they need to cope with living in that boring, frozen hell. And I don't want to hear how Green Bay is like a college town. How is Green Bay like a college town? Let's see. You've replaced the cap and gown with a cheese hat and snow parka. You've replaced professors with plant managers. You've replaced students with plant workers. And you've replaced classrooms and books with break rooms and porno mags. The only way that's like a college town is if we're talking about Ohio State. Boom. Hey, Jim Harbaugh, see how I just crushed Ohio State? Why can't you? Speaking of colleges, props to Jake on his acceptance to Wisconsin. Now that the matter is settled, I can express my disdain for Arizona State. Jake, I know Arizona State was your fallback school, but bro, that's not a fallback school. That's a you fallen and can't get up school. That degree should come with a life alert necklace. You would be taken more seriously with a degree from the University of Spring Break. You'd get a better job with a degree from Fake DeVry. And then the most damning statement imaginable, Jake, in the middle of Arizona State's campus is a statue of Adam Hawk that reads, "One day, we'll all be working for this guy." And finally, Jim, am I the only one who pictures Leffen Laguna being Willy Wonka's kid and he spends his days riding chocolate roller coasters and playing with genuine Oompa Loompas? Well, they're all genuine except two. The fatter, balder one is Jay Moore, and the one wearing lifts to be tall enough is Mark in Hollywood. Makes sense if you follow their career trajectories. Hey, Lef, I won't ever hassle celebrities for cameos like some annoying pest because I respect myself. And Lef, when you're so insanely blind to boundaries that you force Jim to build a new secret location studio, that's when you deserve to be called a selfish idiot. Furthermore, oh my God, Jim, Arthur Fonzarelli just came through my door, and he's grabbing my phone. Hey, Jeff, I did get a second date with Pinky Tuscadero, and the bet I took her to was in the spare bedroom of Mr. and Mrs. Cunningham's house, where I scored. Hey, and the reason I lived there is because I was also scoring with Mrs. C. Hey, and the reason I hung with teenagers at Arnold's isn't because I'm some creepy loser. It's because I like to help the young people work through their problems so they can become strong and healthy adults. So sit on it, Jeff. Hey! Damn, Fonz, I'd say you showed me, but you blew it with that help the young people become strong, healthy adults crap. If that's true, then what the hell happened to Chachi, Fonz? Hey, Fonz, have you seen the show Scott Baio is 45 and not married and a completely unimpressive clown? Hey! That'll wrap it, Jim. I'm going to hang up my phone, go to that Canadian health food store known as Tim Hortons because I want my donuts. I don't care if you have to fly.
Hey! Man, he's got that plane down barely, didn't he? Barely. Alvin was about to smash that hammer, but like all the great ones, he had a sense, right? Listen, that's hour number one. That's already done. Hour number three is a short hour because we have to announce the winner and then interview the winner. In other words, you're already running out of time. This is why I hit it so hard at the very top. Get in early. Get in early. All right, so hour number one, we had DA coming hard, going in on Matt. We had Jay Stu doing Jay Stu things. Tyler in Shredmonton got run. The Cabo Nation with his first appearance in 12 years showed up huge. And Jeff and Southfield just did get in. Just did get in. Hour number two of the Silver Smackoff. Make sure if you're on Twitter or on Instagram, hashtag everything Smackoff. Hashtag Smackoff. That simple. Hashtag Smackoff. Videos on Twitter will be turned around on CBS Sports Network. Hashtag Smackoff.